Bigot Dika often works with used things with their own stories. As brittle, stained, and worn as they are, the life belts and ship's ropes could clearly tell a few yarns. But it proved very hard to find this material.
I had to spend a lot of time looking for it. After all, I live in Berlin and not on the coast, which makes the whole thing more difficult. Later, though, I had a real stroke of luck. It's really quite funny.
Birgit Dieker initially contacted various shipping lines and companies since she knew she needed a lot of different ring-shaped life belts. She found some in a storage yard for scrap material. The breakthrough came, though, when quite by chance she met a prop maker and set designer. For one production, he had traipsed down the entire Atlantic coast collecting things all the way to Portugal and now had to clear out his storehouse.
I came into the storage space and saw these old boxes, really old boxes. When we opened them, they were full of old ropes, marine ropes everywhere, and it smelt of the harbour basin, right at the back on the left. That really was a miracle.
Dika rented a large space where she could work, since her soul catcher would never have fitted through the doors to her studio. She also needed lifting equipment. Finally, working with an assistant, she built her sculpture.
Und das war wirklich harte Arbeit.
That was truly hard work, physically strenuous, knotting these heavy marine ropes, tightening and tugging at them, threading them through and so on. It was summer and the ropes were horribly old and dusty. We were totally covered in dirt and of course also sweating like mad since it was so strenuous. It really was fiendishly hard work.